Chapter 3. Yeti's First Night. In the hall, Yeti touched a light switch. He jumped with surprise when the light came on. In the bathroom, he turned on a tap. The water gushed out and he got very wet. In the living room, he switched on the radio. He did a little dance to the music. The noise woke Tim and Emma. They found Yeti in the kitchen. He was sitting happily in the fridge. The children showed Yeti around the house. He leapt into the bath. He shrieked excitedly under the shower. He bounced on the beds. He swung from the lights. He curled up and rolled down the stairs. The children laughed so much they woke Mum. "It's too late for playing with that teddy bear," she said crossly. "Go back to your room." In their room, Tim and Emma brushed Yeti's fur. Yeti looked at himself in the mirror. "Why am I different from you?" he asked.
"You are a Yeti," said Emma. "And we are human."
Tim switched on his computer. He showed Yeti lots of pictures and information about Yetis. Yeti was very excited. He pointed at the screen. "That looks like my cousin," he said. "And that looks like my mum." Then he was quiet. He pointed at the computer again and said,
"Can I go home through this box?"
The next morning, Dad phoned again. Tim said,
"Look what we found in the box."
When Dad saw Yeti on the screen of his phone, he was so excited he jumped up and down.
"I can't believe it," he said. "A real live Yeti?"
"That's me," said Yeti. "Hello."
Then Dad looked worried. "But you can't stay in England," he said to Yeti. "It's too warm for you. You'll be ill if you stay too long."